So I wrote an article for an entrepreneurial magazine related to basically two words when you're getting going with your business. And these two words are start and focus. And we actually often overlook the importance of just starting and focusing on what it is that you've started. So I find that a lot of people, they just never get to the start stage. It's living inside their head, and for whatever reason, they're afraid. They have the fear of failure, so they never start. They never see what they're truly capable of. And I think that if you start today and you start small, I feel like I'm a broken record when I say start small, because I've said it in a lot of the other podcasts. If you start small, it really is the way to go, because you need to think and start small, right? You need to think local. You need to think niche. You need to think, this is a little corner that I'm going to carve out for myself, because that's how you're going to grow, is really by owning a very small niche, because nobody else is doing what you're doing that way. If you come off as unique and one of a kind because of the niche that you've chosen, then you're going to own that space. And it's much easier to market your brand if you own a niche that you've chosen. So ideally, you're doing something that's unique, that's personalized, that's basically something that says, here's my story, and this is why you need to buy from me. But you need to start small and not get overwhelmed by the idea of like billionaire success, because it's not what you're thinking of right now. Right now you're thinking of how can I get going? So if you start small and you build it out, and you go through the challenges, okay? Go through the challenges of the start. The start is actually the most challenging part. Because once you're going, you're going. You've got the pedal to the metal, you're ready to pump through the marketing, the advertising, the sales. I mean, that's just hard work. But the start, once you've gotten past the start, it means you've broken the barrier of, oh, I don't know if I'm like right for this. I have a number of different projects that I've just started, and it's great to see the momentum. Sometimes, you know, I get discouraged and I'm like, that's not going to work for me. And then I'll kill the project. But I don't get down on the idea of failing. I actually really like the idea of starting projects and just going through the motions, because it's really fun for me to see what I'm capable of doing. So I do like to start things. So start. Get going. If there's something on your mind that you've been thinking of doing for so many years, just do it. Like, throw it out there. See what happens. You never know. You never know what might stick. So if you get going, that's great. The second word, focus. What I find is that we do get discouraged when the success isn't right at the beginning. So you might find, oh, this is not working well, like 3 months later. It might not be you, because it might be that you just need to put in the time and the hustle, or maybe you're not putting in enough time on the project that matters. So you need to focus on what it is that you're doing and not give up so easily. It's so important to commit. If you know that it's going to work, then the only person that's stopping you is you. So when you're running a business, focus is critical. I can't tell you how many business owners I've worked with who don't have the focus, and they come off just like all over the place. Like they're like a squirrel. And I try to get them really focused in on a specific group they're going after. So I look at their marketing, I look at their product selection, like what is it that is really the 80% of their business. So I look at like the few products that actually give them the majority of their business. 80-20 rule. It's actually really critical because those are the products they need to focus on, not the other crap. There's a lot of other crap out there that's going to get you away from what you need to do. And you have to ignore that and take the feedback. Like, you're going to get customer feedback, and some of it you're just like, this doesn't relate to me, but others are really quite brilliant. You can't be everything to everyone, so you really need to look at the focus. It goes back to the niche, right? Choosing that niche and saying, yeah, this is my niche. Through thick and thin, this is my niche, and I'm going to own it. Because in 6 months, you might be like, oh shit, I don't have any sales. So if you're focused, you're not going to worry too much about it. But if you're not getting any bites, you're not getting any interest, or people aren't ecstatic about your product, you might have to pivot. But it's the same regardless. You're always focusing on whatever it is that you're working on, and you're giving it your all. And if you do focus, you will see some results. That's the fact, because majority of people don't focus. They get sidetracked, they move on to something else. They don't see a project through to the end, and as a result, that product fails. So if I look at, for instance, somebody that's going through university, they started out in like general business studies, then they went into like, a general master's. These people are like generalists. And then that person is sort of just a general business person, doesn't really know a specific area. So that person didn't own a particular niche. And as a result, they're not as successful as the person that went to school for marketing, then went into a social media focus when they graduated, got into a social media job, really own the social media space, and now they work for somebody like Hootsuite because they are social media rock stars. And they get paid a significant amount of money, not because they're like asking for the money, but because they're so good, the money comes to them, and they clearly like what they're doing. They've decided to choose a focus, and I believe that specialists are the ones that make the majority of the money in this world, not the generalists. So when you're thinking about your business, do you want to be a general type business, or do you want to be a special type business? I like the word special, specialized, because typically that's where the results come from. Okay, a general surgeon statistically does not make anywhere near as much as a specialized surgeon in a particular area. So think about the specialty that you offer. Own that focus, and I guarantee you, your venture will see more success. If you think that you're doing too many things, and you know what, I'm guilty of it too. I have the squirrel mentality every now and then, but you might need to sit back, have a review with your business yourself, decide, are all of these products necessary, or maybe, just maybe, I only need one of these products to really be successful. Find out what kind of bites and nibbles are out there. You might find out that the focus should be what your customers are raving about. Well, you should be listening to your customers in that particular sense. If they're buying a particular product and it's doing really well, well, maybe you should amplify that product and focus on that particular product. So that pretty much sums up the two words, start and focus, for entrepreneurs out there. And I really hope that helps you get going. And that's really what it's about, is starting and focusing on what matters in your business.